producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. 855-993-7569 to talk with me about whatever it is that's on your mind. And can you believe that we're already in, I hesitate to say it, the D month? Do you realize that Christmas is 3 weeks from Friday? I mean, I find that somewhat terrifying, don't you?
Yeah, that's coming up quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like, I mean, it's just it's just sort of overwhelming as far as I'm concerned. But what can I tell you? So, 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me about whatever it is that's on your mind. All right. And so did you do Cyber Monday yesterday?
I did not.
You know, I don't know anybody who did. We had people who talked to us. We put up on the website today, did you do Cyber Monday? I think we put it up yesterday, so hopefully it's up today. And it turns out that we asked people about Black Friday. And basically, I'm trying to think, it was about maybe 4 or 5 to 1 of people who we've discovered a new cult, Jacob, of they're called I guess they could be Joy and Jacob and Manny's kids stay home in their jammies. It's called Joy's Jammies, and instead of it being Black Friday, it's called Brown Friday. Everybody stays home.
Nice.
Nobody shops, and it turns out that the deal that Black Friday was down about $1 billion. Believe it or not.
Wow.
But the over the weekend on. The internet, sales were up almost $3 billion. So there was a net gain of $2 billion. The question is, what happened on Monday? So we still don't know yet. And I don't think it is actually said.
Okay.
I don't think they've actually computed it yet. But my guess is that they did a huge business. Do you shop online?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Do you? Well, as I said, I mean, you get some great deals because they don't have to deal with sales clerks, and they don't have to deal with insurance on the building and stuff like that, and huge inventory. The problem is, as far as I'm concerned, is that if buying it is fine, returning it, major problem. I mean, you know, have you had to take anything back that you bought? Or get it exchanged or anything?
A couple times, which
you had no problem.
Hasn't been a big problem, no. But then you have to worry about, like, if they're going to pay for shipping or if you have to pay, and then that could be an extra cost for you, you know.
Well, it's not only the shipping, which was a problem, but it was, I mean, it was just across the board. It's stuff was sent to the wrong place, and, I mean, it was just, it was a real problem. So,
yeah.
All right, I'm whining. I try really hard not to rain, to whine. We should have the numbers about cyber. You'd think because it's not on computers, they'd have it, like, last night, but they don't yet. So we'll sort of have those, presumably, at some point during the day. You know, I'm trying to decide whether or not to put this up. To be quite honest, I got an email from, as most of you know who listen to the program, I'm a Rice grad. I went to school in Texas. And the Texas legislature in the last spring, so I guess 9 months ago, passed a law that said it was okay to carry a concealed weapon on colleges, on college campuses, as students. And so I knew nothing about it. I really don't keep up very much with Texas politics now that I don't live there. So I got the following email from the president of Rice yesterday that said, we've been trying to figure out what to do about this. Did we want to opt out of this statute? And so we talked with the local police. We talked with the counseling service. We talked with students. We talked with parents. And they said there was not anybody, there was not one group that said, yes, we should allow concealed weapons on campus. So we have opted out. So I guess one of my questions is, this isn't about gun control per se, although it comes surprisingly close to it. Because I really, you know, I don't think anybody, you ever change anybody's mind about gun control, unfortunately, one way or the other. I think it's one of those things that that people feel very strongly about one way or the other, and you don't change minds about it. But I just, that whole specific sort of context of college campuses. And so I was trying to decide, you can help me decide this, Jacob, whether we should put something on Facebook that says, if you were the president of the university, would you allow guns on campus? Would you allow concealed weapons on campus? Why or why not? But I can't imagine. I mean, I suppose because I sent off a letter saying, thank goodness. I mean, the idea of a population that is volatile as adolescents and as much stress. Rice was, when I was there, and I don't think it's quite as stressful, to be quite honest, now as it was then. They've really, I don't think they have Saturday classes anymore. You know, it's kind of, what am in my day, Sonny? You know, we walked through the snow. I know it's in Houston. There was never any snow. Actually, once there was. But the point being that I think Rice has kind of, partially, I think, because it sort of succumbed to popular opinion that said, you know, that a flunk out school, when I went there, it had the highest suicide rate of any country, of any school in the country per capita, because it's a small school. And by the time I graduated, my roommate and people on either side of me and across the hall had all committed suicide. And given the fact that there were not very many women at Rice at the time, and it was a very small school, there was 1,250 undergraduate, and I think there were total, in my class, there were like 75 women or something like that. So 4 or 5 people suiciding in 4 years is a huge percentage. I mean, that's what, one in every, well, let's see, 5 into 2 would be one out of every, that's 7%. 7% of the student of the that particular group suiciding. So the idea that you take a high pressure school, you take a whole bunch of adolescents, you take a whole bunch of kids who are used to being number one or number two in their class, and they, you know, and all of a sudden there are only going to be 2 people who fall into that category, and everybody else is not, and allowing them weapons. I mean, it scares the living daylights out of me. So. What do you think? Should we put it up on Facebook or should we let it go?
I mean, I think it's a pretty interesting question. I think we should put it up.
All right, we'll put it up. We'll see what happens. Because it's really, as far as I'm concerned, it's not the kind of political question as much. It's the environmental question as much for me. And, you know, it hadn't even occurred to me the idea of allowing guns on campus, especially if you look at even the last couple of months of shooting on college campuses. And I know somebody's going to say, well, if they had guns, that they would have killed the interloper. But I'm not sure that's the case either. And what does that mean? I mean, does that mean if you're allowed to carry a concealed weapon, are there going to be metal detectors that to get into class? I don't even know how you would do that on a college campus. And if you can do it on a college campus, does that mean you do it at prep schools? So I don't know.
Yeah.
The whole thing just was a really alarming kind of thing to me. It's National Day of Giving, which is sort of an interesting kind of thing. For most people, I think that this is the month where people are going to make charitable contributions. They tend to do it. National Pi Day, and presumably one of the things that you're giving is not a pie. And a Rosa Parks Day. So there you go. And appropriately enough, on this day, now remember we're into December, slavery was abolished in the Cape Colony in accordance with the Slavery Abolition Act in 1833. So slavery was abolished in 1834 in Cape Colony. Now think about when we abolished slavery, which was another 30 years later, right?
Yeah.
The United States does not really get covered with glory a whole lot when we look at things like this.
No.
Which is kind of surprising. We think of ourselves as being this very democratic place where everybody is allowed to be, and you know, it's that the reality of it is a little less rosy, and I think that's not dumping on the United States. It's saying that, you know, that we, there are things that we should be proud of and things that we should probably be a little more chagrined about than maybe we are, because that's, you know, you can't solve a problem until you acknowledge it exists. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Jacob, what's put up on...
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Le Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Le Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Christmas at LeCig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with Le Cig.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Thomas, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Thomas. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, and I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
I did indeed. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I just turned on the my car, and I heard you speaking about some issues regarding, suicide on college campuses, whether or not weapons should be allowed on college campuses.
Right.
And talking about the unfortunate topic of slavery. Well, back in 1977, I went to Georgia Southern down in Statesboro, Georgia. Very small college at the time, probably only about 4,500 to 5,000 students.
Okay.
I happen to be one that, you know, it was a big adjustment for me. I actually contemplated suicide myself. I realized life was too precious, and I did not. As my years progressed, I became a police officer, and now I'm a retired cop out of DeKalb County, Georgia.
Okay.
Those that commit suicide are ones that you never hear about. They're the ones that actually do it, the ones that threaten, the ones that reach out, that talk to somebody or talk to a suicide hotline or call somebody to let them know that that's what they're thinking. They don't want to die. They just want help. They want attention. When it comes to firearms on campus, down in South Georgia, you're looking at the hunting capital of the world. Everybody, including myself, had handguns, rifles, and shotguns on
campus. Well, no, wait a minute. Let me just stop a question. I mean, I could understand a rifle for hunting. What do you need a handgun for hunting except hunting human beings? I don't quite get why you would need a hand. I get the hunting and I get the rifle, but why would you need a handgun?
That's just a simple fact. It's one of the things that we are guaranteed as Americans to have. Handguns, rifles, shotguns, the whole nine yards.
Well, but it has nothing to do with hunting.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with hunting, but at the same time, when you do hunt, the vast majority of individuals that do hunt carry a sidearm because of the fact that sometimes you do run into snakes, you do run into other little critters that you do not need a rifle for, and therefore you must take care of them. You don't want to use a 30-06 on a rat or a snake or something like that.
Let me just ask you, I'm not being smiley, I just don't know. Alright, so here's the deal. So you're telling me that most hunters carry a handgun with them as well?
Yes, ma'am. Every hunter I know carries a sidearm with them. Most of them carry even two. It depends, because you never know the situation that you are going to come up with. I have been hunting before. Now, I am not a hunter now, and if I needed to hunt to survive, it wouldn't be an issue. I'm not so much into hunting for sport. Some people do it, some people don't. Everybody has their own opinion. But the thing is what I wanted to get to is, down at Georgia Southern, not once was there ever a gun-related offense at Georgia Southern in the 5 years that I was there, between 1977 and 1983, that was caused by some fool thinking that they could just go out and go crazy like this guy up at Virginia Tech. If everybody knows that somebody has a handgun, the simple fact is they're going to say, they're going to think twice. A good example, and this has nothing.
Well, wait a minute. I think that's sort of an ad hoc argument. It's going from the statement that said everybody has a gun and therefore nobody shot anybody up until fairly recently. The number of shootings on campus was a relatively uncommon phenomenon. It's only been in my experience, and I've been on the air for a couple of decades, and it's been basically in about the last 10 years, maybe starting with Columbine, that there have been all these shootings that either on either high schools or colleges. So, I mean, going back to the 70s and saying, well, nobody shot up campuses because everybody knew they had a gun, seems to me, that's like saying, you know, look, I'm in charge of keeping the rhinoceroses out of New York, and you'd say, well, there aren't any rhinoceroses in New York, and I'd say, yeah, I'm doing a great job. I mean, that you can't go, you can't work the logic backward. Were there suicides via handguns when you were in college?
No, there were not. And also, I'm pretty familiar with suicides. However, my ex-wife, she walked in on her father, who did shoot himself with a handgun, committed suicide. The suicides that I found as my years in law enforcement, 25 years on the road in law enforcement, the suicides that actually occur are the ones that you never know about. Nobody talks
about. Well, wait a minute. Look, I think that's not completely true. I'm a psychologist as well, and as I said, had a lot of experience at a very formative age with suicide, and I think that you are somewhat accurate. First of all, I think if you're saying that the number of suicides, I think if you're saying that the number of suicides in this country is grossly underreported, I would agree with you. Because suicide still has a stigma attached to it. And a lot of people feel, and I suspect as a police officer that you're aware of that as well, that a number of traffic fatalities are probably suicides. Where people go in.
There's a number of suicides by cop.
The fact
is that a lot of people that wish to end their lives, there are numerous methods for this to happen.
Yep.
And
they're not necessarily classified as suicide. So I certainly agree with you. But to say that if somebody asks for help that they're not going to commit suicide is not accurate. It tends
No, I'm not saying in all cases, but I'm saying there are very, very many cases where people that do ask for help, yes, they are depressed. Yes, they are in a need for assistance and need for help. And I'm glad that we have a system that does provide for them. But if somebody, if somebody is truly intent on ending their life, there's nothing that anybody can do.
I agree with you, except sometimes get them out of harm's way. But even that, because usually suicide, as you experienced, is a short-term solution to a long-term problem, or long-term problem, a long-term solution to a short-term problem. Let me just ask you a question, Thomas. When you were at school and feeling depressed, did you have a gun at that time on campus with you?
Oh, yes, I did. But I was not going to use a gun because of the simple fact that I thought about what the mess I was going to make. Therefore, I was going to slice my wrist, not the way most people think of it, as in straight across. You do it all the way up the forearm.
Well, it's interesting.
So can't be saying.
Thomas, I need to take a break here. Can I put you on hold for a minute? Because I want to ask you something. Because you've just said something very provocative, and you were very specific about thinking about how you would commit suicide. I want to talk with you about that. Let me put you on hold if that's okay with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So we're talking with Thomas, who is a retired police officer, and admits that he went to a school where he really felt out of his depth, and at one point was suicidal. And the fact that you can talk so specifically about how you would commit suicide, and as a therapist, one of the things that we differentiate as a group is, as you were talking about, the difference between somebody who's asking for help and somebody who's at true risk. And I think when in doubt, assume that someone's at true risk, because you're going to make a lot less. If you make a mistake, you're going to be a lot safer, and they're going to be a lot safer if you assume that that they're feeling truly suicidal as opposed to just asking for help. But the line in the sand, Thomas, for most of us who are professionals, is we call it specific ideation. In other words, somebody said, oh, sometimes I just, you know, I wonder if I'd be happy, the world would be a better place without me. Borderline. But someone who says, I would slash my wrist, and I know to do it longitudinally rather than horizontally. That's pretty damn specific. So what kept you from, because you'd already sort of, from my point of view, had already sort of entered the territory of real risk. So what kept you from suiciding? What did someone pull you back? Tell me about your experience, would you?
Well, in a nutshell, trying to adjust to college life was a little difficult. You mm-hmm. know, when you've, I guess I would consider myself, you know, I was adopted, so yes, I was a mama's boy. I'd never been away from home, my counselor at high school thought, he said, look, you know, I don't think he needs to go to college or junior college somewhere close. He needs to get away. He needs to either sink or swim. And, so I got away, and, it took some adjusting to, and it was a, it turned out to be the best time of my life overall at the very beginning, it was quite depressing. And the reason I knew how to, slash my wrist vertically instead of horizontally, at the time, there were quite a few former military or military people who happened to be students, and people had said that even in the Marine Corps manual, they indicate how to commit suicide if you're going to do it.
In the Marine Corps manual, they tell you how to successfully suicide?
Well, I don't know if it's still in there, but back in the 70s, yes. They said if you're going to commit suicide, they said don't waste your time slicing your wrist, you know, crossways, because all you got to do is put pressure on it, stop the bleeding. You slice your arm so that the artery cannot be repaired, and that's it. And so that's, I actually broke a glass mug, and I'd actually had that against my wrist, and I just sat there and thought for a minute. And I had no thought, I never thought about the world being a better place without me. The simple fact was, it was just, do I want to continue on being this depressed and this sad and this, this miserable?
Yeah.
And so nobody was with me. Nobody was there. I never said a word to anybody. And for some reason, a little voice inside said, you don't want to do this. And I just feel that was my guardian angel. And I did. And things improved greatly. You know, I'm not a therapist, and I'm not going to try to say something that I do not know anything about. I'm just going by what I have seen in my lifetime in a major metropolitan police department when I walked up on a death of a family member or a friend, and the first thing that comes out of everybody's mouth is, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And that is one of the first things that they tell you. And because you ask questions, I mean, sometimes I find myself asking questions and prying into things, because when you do something for so many years, you kind of develop a little bit of a, I don't want to say harshness, but I say a, almost an ice-like attitude that you can seem like you do not care, because you have to distance yourself from being involved in others' personal lives. You've got a job to do. Mm-hmm. So, but that's why I was given that opinion about most people that do commit suicide. You never know about it. You know, they may know that they're depressed, but they don't realize how badly they're depressed. And so that's why, that's just my personal.
Thomas, I think you have a calling here, sir. I really do. I think that you're articulate, you're honest, you have the kind of macho characteristics, so nobody's going to call you a knee-jerk liberal. I think this is something that I don't know what you're doing with your life right now, but you know, I have the sense that this is something that you could reach, especially males, because I think they have, we know that women attempt suicide more frequently than men, but men succeed. And for exactly what you're talking about, and I think that there's something, again, I don't know what your life is like at this moment, but it sounds to me that this is something that you could be incredibly effective, and it's an important thing to do, because you've been there, done that, you've got the badge, you've got the gun, you've got the t-shirt, you've got the street cred, and explain to people that you had a guardian angel, and maybe that's your job for a while on this earth, is to be guardian angels to people whose guardian angel may be a little quieter than the one that you had.
Well, actually, I've been told that before, but if I was a cat, believe me, I probably have used, or should I have say, my guardian angel has protected me more than once.
Well, this one, you get to be somebody else's guardian angel.
Yeah, I know. I just happened to call. I had to call because what you were talking about bombs and about suicide. But if I could just make one more quick statement, and I'll let you go, and I will listen to you the rest of the afternoon. You know, slavery is a very, very difficult topic to talk about. And what happened with this country is awful. But I just wish people would understand and realize that slavery has been something that human beings have been doing to each other since the beginning of time, and it still continues on. There's sexual slavery, there's human trafficking, there's human buying, purchasing, selling, kidnapping. It's awful. I can't save the world myself, but the thing is that so many people want to bring this up and make the United States look to be such a horrific country, and we're not. We are.
No, I agree with you.
This world.
Wait a minute. I certainly don't think that, and I don't know that anybody that does, but to say that we're not a horrific country, but we're not a perfect country either. And I think that's...
No. I know we're not perfect, but the thing is I am very proud. I've traveled abroad, and as soon as I get back to my home country, I kiss the ground. There is no other country in the world that I would ever want to...
Listen, Thomas, if you think it as a white male, let me tell you how I feel as a female. That, as I said, if you're going to be born a female in the year 2015, you definitely want to be either American or Canadian, because every place else, you got serious issues. In fact, it's interesting,
yes, ma'am,
Thomas, that I think that this happened. When we took the last break, I said to Jacob, could we put up on Facebook, what are you most proud of about this country? So I kind of anticipated you, because I'm a patriot as well, and as I said, especially as a woman, that being a woman in almost any other country is a much more complicated, unpleasant, dependent, treacherous situation. I probably would have been hung as a witch in most countries. But Thomas, I really do want you to think about a calling that, because maybe it was your guardian angel that had you call today, because I think that there's an awful lot of people who may be really sad who could hear you and say, listen, there is life beyond that sense of sadness. Sir, I can't
thank you enough for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great afternoon.
Thank you, sir. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Christmas at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, 855-993-7569. Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hey. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy Brown. I was listening to you talking to that other guy. He was talking about the Marines give a certain way that you can commit suicide.
Yeah.
Can't be stopped. You know, I don't know. He may be a Marine. I'm thankful for what he's done for our country by going and fighting.
Yeah, he was not a Marine. He just said he went to school with a bunch of Marines who were in school with him, but he was not a Marine. But he said that he learned about it from them, and they learned about it from the Marine Manual. And I said, the Marine Manual tells you how to commit suicide? That seems to me a little surprising, to say the least.
Well, see, the Army Manuals, I've never been in service, but I've read a lot of Army Manuals and all, and they tell you how to take lime and get rid of bodies after you kill somebody, you know. It's all, but what I don't understand, I mean, I lost a son back in 1989 to acute lymphoid leukemia. And if anything in this world is depressing enough to make a person want to kill himself, that would be depressing enough. But, you know, there's nobody in the world that's given me the right to take a life, and mainly not my own.
Yeah. I mean, I hear what you're saying.
I lost my son in 89. I lost my dad in 05. I lost my wife in 05. 2 months later, I went to Virginia, buried two of my uncles. I come back to Georgia, lost my girlfriend. I mean, depression is all part of life. If you don't take depression, pick up the pieces and move along, it's going to consume you.
Well, Robert, I think there's a difference between sadness and depression. Because I think sadness, you have some very specific reasons to feel really sad. But that's not necessarily the same as depression. Quite often when people are depressed, now, there certainly can be the overlap between, I mean, one of the ways I have of helping people understand the difference between sadness and depression is sadness, you feel you have a problem. You know, I lost my father, or I lost my wife, or I lost my child, or I lost my job. Depression is that I'm the problem, that there's nothing I can do that's right. And so you can see where there can be an overlap of why did these things happen to me. But to a certain extent, I think we need to understand that people like you who are strong souls and sort of have that sense of, you know, I will deal with whatever life throws me, and I may not be happy, but this is my job to do what I can do, as opposed to somebody who's depressed who doesn't have that same sense, and they may need some help.
Well, my wife was severe bipolar. She had seven different personalities. She was a manic depressive. And after our son passed away, she never come back from all that. She was never the same. And I had to be the one to pick up the pieces and move along. And that's what I've done all my life. And I had a Pentecostal holiness preacher come up to me and ask me to shake my hand. And I asked him, I said, why? He said, I just want to shake your hand. When he got hold of my hand, he turned over and kissed the back of my hand and called me a guardian.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, it blew my mind. Then he told me about all my family members that I had lost in the past 15 years or 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he told me every one just like it happened. He said, you've had a lot of loss in your life. He said, but you're a guardian angel. He said, God gives you strength to go on. I said, God gives us strength for all of us to go on till he calls us home.
Some more than others, it seems like, Robert. But listen, I think, look, I'm very touched by your strength, but understand that all I want you to do is not judge people who aren't as strong as you are, who may need more help than you did.
My Bible tells me, judge not, ye be judged. And I don't judge nobody.
Amen.
I take people for what they are. I always look in a person's eyes, and if you look in a person's eyes, you can see whether they've got a troubled soul, or whether they've got a saddened heart. You can fix anything in the world, but you cannot fix a broken heart.
Well, sometimes time will help that a little bit. You know, the idea is that if you just kind of hang in there, that things that seem very urgent and very important can sometimes, with some time, feel less overwhelming. Let me ask you, tell me, during... were you suicidal? And then it sounds like you've never been suicidal, that you're one of those people.
Yeah. Well, you know, God don't get, like I said, my Lord, my Bible tells me that God don't give me the right to take life, you know, and I'm not going to take the life out of this body until God's ready for me.
Let me ask you a question about, does that include, do you own guns as well or not?
No, ma'am, I do not.
That's very consistent with the idea that I don't take lives, right?
Right. I've got a bow hanging over here over top of my couch. It's been hanging there now since 2010. The only meat that I eat is groundhog, and I go out and I kill them with a bow and arrow. only for my consumption. I don't eat pork. I do not eat
fish. What does groundhog taste like?
It's just a little bit different than beef, but it is very good meat. And it's all vegetarian.
Well, no, groundhogs aren't vegetarian. Eating a groundhog is not vegetarian.
Yes, ma'am. Groundhog is all vegetarian. They don't eat nothing but...
Well, they may be vegetarian, but when you eat them, that's a carnivore, sweetie pie.
Well, I'm a carnivore.
Okay.
But now, groundhog is a vegetarian animal. It does not eat meat.
Yeah, well, so are cows. So are horses. There are very few animals that are really carnivores. If you look at them, chickens are not carnivores. Pigs will eat anything. Goats will eat anything.
Yeah.
But horses and cows.
But I eat very little beef, but most of the time my preferred meat is groundhog. I mean, I'm an old country boy. I hadn't had power in my house in over 4 years.
All right, let me ask you the important question. So you don't have a television?
No, ma'am.
Do you have indoor plumbing?
I've got... bathroom in my home that I live in, but I use solar energy lights. I catch rainwater and flush my facilities with my rainwater. I'm totally off-grid.
Well, there you go. Do you have a cell phone?
I've got a cell phone in my hand. I'm talking on to you, hon. But other than that cell phone, I'm totally off-grid. My cell phone's a prepaid.
Well, I'm not gonna trace you down, but maybe we'll get your recipe for groundhog. That means Punxsutawney Phil, you just view as, rather than a harbinger of spring, you view it as a harbinger of dinner.
Uh-huh. Okay. But, no, I found that a long time ago. I was raised on a 460-acre dairy farm in Virginia.
Yeah.
And I was raised... I had 15 double first cousins, if that tells you anything about my family. I mean, I got a huge family. But
yeah.
I was raised up, and I had eaten groundhog years and years ago. I quit eating pork and seafood at 18 years old. I quit taking man-made chemicals at 18 years old, as far as aspirins, Tylenol, anything like that. I hadn't took nothing in over 42 years.
And you're healthy as anything, huh? Healthy as a horse.
I'm healthy. I get out, and I'm out here doing something every day of my life. I'm 60 years old. I'm born in 55. And I get out here, and I'm doing something either in my yard or I'm working for somebody else doing something for them.
Will you keep in touch with us, will you?
Well, honey, I sure will, and I thoroughly enjoy listening to your program on the radio.
Well, thank you, Robert. I've certainly enjoyed talking with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.